The U.S. Supreme Court will be literally discussing good and bad ways to die today as the justices hear arguments in the case Glossop v. Gross. Three Oklahoma death row inmates who say the state's three-chemical mix for lethal injection violates the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. The chemical at issue is midazolam, a sedative that the petitioners argue cannot reliably ensure the deep coma-like unconsciousness required and has gone very badly in some cases in Oklahoma. Deborah Deno is professor of law at Fordham Law School. She's testified in state and federal court cases about lethal injection for over two decades. She says the court will try to clarify the issue of suffering and whether the drug midazolam is unusual.
Well, the court has, over time, has introduced different kinds of standards. So even though generally it's a cruel and unusual punishment clause, the court has gotten a little bit more specific, but I think not enough to provide sufficient guidance.
Has the court down through the years, many years now, defined what suffering is, what unusual is in these cases?
The court has tried to define what it is and what unusual is. I mean, usually unusual is compared to what are other states doing. In terms of the suffering, as you indicated, that is subjective, but the court has tried to do a little bit of work on pinpointing what that means. Nonetheless, with drugs such as this, it's very difficult. You know, what's at issue is a three-drug protocol. The first drug is midazolam. The second drug is a paralytic that literally paralyzes the inmate. And the third drug is a drug that induces cardiac arrest. And the United States Supreme Court has already conceded, it conceded in 2008, that if the prisoner doesn't get enough of this first drug, the sedative, that the second and third drugs can in fact constitute cruel and unusual punishment. They are a torturous punishment. So we are focusing on how effective midazolam is in inducing a coma-like state that is going to ensure that this prisoner doesn't experience intense pain and suffering.
How sensitive is the court in general to the issue of ruling on something that's going to have the net effect of banning capital punishment for some period of time until an alternative can be found?
Well, this really wouldn't have the net effect of banning capital punishment because other states are using other kinds of drugs. And indeed, currently, just two states are using midazolam. That's Oklahoma and Florida. A couple of other states are considering using it. But one thing the court will be looking at is, you know, it's really just two states. What are the other states doing? They've been using pentobarbital mostly and some kinds of compounding drugs. But it really wouldn't halt the death penalty. And in addition to the fact that there are alternative methods of execution, but, you know, as I just said, there are other kinds of drugs that Oklahoma could use.
So why would states insist on using midazolam if there are these problems and take it all the way to the Supreme Court?
Well, Oklahoma started using midazolam because, you know, at the same time, there's been this drug shortage around the country that's affected all sorts of drugs for many other purposes, but it's also affected lethal injection executions. There's, you know, been attempts to use pentobarbital, and that's what states were using for a number of years, but that has basically dried up. And so there have been problems finding drugs. That's how Oklahoma ended up with midazolam, because of this desperate search for drugs.
Is there a ranking of execution methods based on experience down through the decades?
We have five methods of execution that we've been mostly using down through the decades. That's hanging, firing squad, electrocution, lethal gas, and lethal injection. It's, you know, some people have tried to rank them, but it's hard. I think they're all problematic in their own way. And indeed, that's how we got to lethal injection. It was because hanging, electrocution, and lethal gas had time and again proven to be so incredibly problematic. Firing squad, on the other hand, has been a method of execution that, you know, I think personally has been, and others do too, has been least problematic. But at the same time, the public and legislators are concerned about it because it's associated with the Wild West and with a really bad history in this country.
Deborah Deno is a professor of law at Fordham Law School. She's testified in state and federal courts about lethal injection for over two decades. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.